This is Bruce Marable from EmployCycle, the HR analytics dashboard for small and medium companies. Since we already host an HR podcast, we thought the best way we could provide value is to share interviews about how HR and business leaders are trying to reduce stress and anxiety with their employees during this coronavirus public health crisis. Please listen to the following interviews, and we hope that it helps you and your company. Thank you so much for being here to help all your fellow HR and people ops leaders better understand how they can help their employees during this crisis. So I'm going to ask you a series of rapid fire questions, and then we'll go into some of the other questions.
Sounds good.
All right. So your name, title, and company.
My name is Titania Jordan, title CMO, company Bark Technologies.
And what is your headcount?
We have over 55 employees.
And what industry are you in?
Technology.
Where are you located?
Atlanta, Georgia.
And do you have any existing remote employees?
We are all remote right now.
Oh, all right. So that should be really helpful.
Yeah.
So what is your and was your employer response plan, and what about that worked?
So in terms of our employer response plan, you know, we're a startup. And so, you know, that is a different setup than a larger corporation. And because of the work that we do, we are able to be agile. And so we have a flexible PTO policy, a flexible work from home policy. And, you know, it really, sorry to ramble, but it's very flexible. And so, you know, a few weeks ago when it was becoming clear that it would be safer for everyone involved in an abundance of caution to not come into the office and to work from home, we were sad because we enjoy working together physically and seeing each other's faces in real life. But it was an easy shift to take our laptops, take our screens, go home, get on the Wi-Fi, and continue our work.
Okay. Was there anything in your employee response plan that did not work initially?
I have to be honest with no. We are so good at communicating given tech tools. You know, we have Slack, we have Google Hangouts, you know, email is almost archaic at this point, yet we use it when needed, you know, texting, phone calls, you know, it's, we're able to collaborate in real time effectively. And so, no, we really didn't have any barriers.
Was there anything that surprised you during this process and during this crisis?
Yes. So the biggest surprise was just how much we miss being in the office together. Our team truly is like a family. We are very intentional when we hire to make sure that it's a good culture fit. And so you spend so much time with these people and then, you know, you don't see them in real life. You're not going to grab lunch together. You're not problem solving together in the same room. And we miss that. There's an element of loneliness and sadness because we are separated by screens and by physical distance. So, yeah, I was surprised by how much I'd actually miss my colleagues and how much we would miss each other. But we're doing things like setting up virtual hangouts, virtual happy hours, you know, virtual sessions where we can just all get on a hangout and catch up for a few minutes so that we bring back that personal connection.
And how are your employees responding?
You know, it really depends on the day. Some days are harder than others. This week, I've noticed there's a positive shift because everybody has embraced the new reality. Last week was kind of scary for everyone. But this week, it's, you know, we now have our new normal and we're shifting to accommodate what that means. And we're doing the best with what we have and remaining positive and strong that this will pass and things will return to normal.
And what is your next step?
Next step is to continue to have empathy in all that we do for the customers we serve. It is very easy to put messaging out in the marketplace that could be inflammatory or just off-putting. You know, the world is scared right now. People are worried about their jobs and their food supply and their loved ones. And so if you are a service or product that people pay for, your first goal is not sales. Your first goal is making sure that your existing and potential user base feels that you understand their needs and are there to support them, and that you are going above and beyond to use your resources to help and serve them. Only then can you shift the focus to, well, if people are going to purchase products and services at this time, this is the best way to go about that.
Got it. And are there any tips that you would like to give any HR or any business leaders in general in regards to how they can better help their employees reduce stress and anxiety?
Yeah, I would say as deep as you can dig into that empathy bucket of yours, do so. You personally may not be scared or may not be distracted by having children at home or, you know, be impacted by feelings of anxiety or depression, but a large majority of your coworkers are. And so we have to be reasonable with our expectations around how much productivity can truly be given at this point. You know, the children are at home and they're having to learn from home. There is a strain on just the home Wi-Fi. There's a lot of new normals here. And so we've got to be patient and empathetic with what that means, both logistically and mentally and emotionally. And so letting your employees know that it's okay to sometimes feel like you need to check out for a bit. It's okay to take an extra nap. It's okay to go outside and go for a walk in the middle of the day if it means, you know, you'll be able to focus and breathe easier when you get back. It's just being really open and transparent with the fact that there is now a new normal. We have to shift to accommodate that. And if you don't, you'll ultimately lose good talent and it'll be to their detriment.
Bonus question, since you're a CMO, for anyone who is in a role that requires outreach, mm-hmm. sales, marketing, and even recruiting for that matter, how should HR leaders help those employees navigate their new normal when they're less likely to be able to do the job as they were doing before and their job has probably shifted the most since there's a nuance of, like you said, showing that you care, being authentic before trying to sell, whether it's sell a product, market a product, or even sell a job opportunity?
I think, first of all, making sure that you are available. You know, give extra time during one-on-ones. Is your company's social media only emailing people about, I just said email and social media interchangeably. Are your social media profiles and are your email campaigns only promoting, you know, 50% off deals, act now, or are they communicating how your company is dealing with this change, both internally and externally. If your company has the opportunity to offer extra benefits at this time, maybe it's a credit for Instacart or Amazon so they can have groceries or needs delivered. Does your health insurance plan offer telehealth opportunities for perhaps therapy or other health situations that don't require them to go into an office? You know, there's a lot of ways to think outside the box and offer support to your employees. And then also think about how you're communicating to the general public. The worst thing you can do is send an email just to send an email. You know, I was getting emails from people that, you know, I haven't, from businesses I haven't, you know, visited for 5 years, yet they still had my email and they needed to tell me about their, you know, COVID-19 plan. And it just felt off. And so just be intentional and extra helpful in this time.
Titania, thanks so much for taking time during this crisis, since I know there's a lot of things that you need to do for you and your team as well. So thank you so much for providing all this insight and advice to our listeners. And I hope you, friends, family, team, and everyone else stay safe and stay healthy. And on that note, thanks again.
Thank you. Thank you so much for all that you do. You stay safe and healthy too.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
If this interview helped you, please send to all the HR and business leaders in your network, since we're all looking for some reassurance, some guidance, and a sense of community. Stay tuned for more episodes by subscribing to the Employee Cycle Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever else you listen to podcast episodes. Or you could also check in at employeecycle.com/podcast to get more interviews like this. Please stay safe and stay healthy. Talk to you soon.